This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and St. Anthony. Anthony's with us today. I call him St. Anthony. You know why? Because that's what he's going to be when he kicks off to glory. A saint. And I hope you're going to be a saint too. Because if you're not going to be a saint, you're going to be a devil. It's one or the other. You don't want to be a devil. You want to be a saint. Now, I'm not telling you saints are perfect. Not at all. But we are called to be saints in the world that is so dark. You are called.
I don't feel it.
I don't care what you feel. I don't feel it either today. But you know what? I'm called to be a saint. And I have to tell you, that's what you're called to be, a saint. Well, one day at Holy Rosary, I don't know what I was doing, but this young man came in, name was Anthony, and we started to talk, and here he is. Thanks be to God that day when Anthony came in. What a wonderful, wonderful experience that's been, knowing him and listening to him. Oh, yes. He has the wisdom of the ages. And I don't often say that to people. Anthony knows things that great, great mystics knew. Now, no one taught him these things. Only the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit. He says some things sometimes that I say, my heavens, the Holy Ghost is right upon this guy, teaching something that is far beyond his age. So welcome, Anthony.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you, Father.
You're the welcome. Holy, it's all.
The Spirit, he's a spirit of truth, and he will lead to all truth.
Yes,
and
right.
When you render your life to Jesus, he begins to think in your mind, to pray in your hands, to love in your heart, to speak in your voice, if you invite Jesus in to do those things. And you are called to be a saint. See, people know who are the saints, the people who have surrendered their life to Jesus, who love Jesus, and who know Jesus. How do I know this? Because I experienced it this Sunday. You know, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So Sunday morning, I worked all Saturday. I woke up Sunday, and I was doing my morning prayers. I was a little tired. I was ready to just pray, maybe watch the Patriots. But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit put on my heart. Time to call Father Tom, pick him up in Quincy, and bring him to the Marian Conference. Because it was a very big conference where we just learn about Mary's role that Jesus has given her in salvation. And there was about 200 people there. So what I want to do in my day, that plays no part in it. Because Jesus said, it is no longer I who, or Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who live in me. So I called Father. I said, all right, hop in the shower. We got work to do for the Lord. And so I went and I picked him up. And I drove him to their conference. We got to go. And I was lucky. We put him in the wheelchair. And I got to escort the great saint of the Lord, Father Tom DiLorenzo, went to the conference. You know, God has given me a grace, because if you want to become a great man of God, the quickest way to do it is to serve a great man of God. The anointing falls from one person to another. So as I was wheeling Father Tom around, I brought him in there, and all of a sudden there was a great commotion, and everyone started lining up around Father Tom. He said, Father Tom is here. I had to leave him in the wheelchair. It was a captive audience. But pretty soon in the conference, there was a 250-person line waiting to receive the blessing of the Lord from Father. And the whole conference, we had to move Father to the back so that the speakers could be able to speak and people could be able to pay attention. But you know what? A lot of people didn't even know Father. But their spirit knew that this is a great man of God who has given his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he blesses me, the Lord is going to honor it. If he blesses me, the prayer is going to come to pass. And, you know, it reminded me of Jesus, because they just wanted to touch the hem of the garment of Father Tom. And they had faith that if they got to him, God was going to do something amazing through him. Now, this is because God uses vessels. It's his preferred method. And in the spirit, you can't fake it. You can't fake it among people. You can't fake it among spirit. People know you have either given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and everything in it, or you haven't. So it was just a great, great honor to be able to be with Father, but to just be able to see someone used as such a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ, that as he walked in, the Holy Spirit drew all men and all women for the blessing of Father Tom. It reminds me of what Jesus said on the cross, that when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. But guess what? Jesus Christ lives in you as he lives in Father Tom.
Amen. Amen. And that means the Lord Jesus wants to bless you and use you and bring himself to you, through you, to other people. Because I'm never going to see some of your friends. Anthony's never going to see some of your friends. Your friends are in need of Jesus. Now, you don't have to be pious, saying, well, I know better. No, you're not pious. You're a sinner saved by grace, just like me. A sinner saved by grace. And what does that mean? I'm after other sinners so that they can be saved by grace. That's what it means. I'm not looking for saints. I'm looking for sinners who God wants to save by grace through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And you are called to bring the Lord Jesus Christ to people, and people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. It's as simple as that. I learned that as a layperson. I learned that in 1968, when I went to an Antioch retreat, and the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I began to speak in that evening when I was home in other tongues. No one taught me any of this stuff. It's the Holy Spirit. My mother thought I was nuts. My mother, when she saw me, she said, what's happened to you? I said, no, I don't know if that happened to me. She thought I was crazy. But I wasn't crazy. I was filled with God.
No more timid Tommy.
No more timid Tommy. That's right. Timidity is an evil spirit, and we want nothing to do with timidity. We want everything to do with proclamation in love. Proclamation in love. Not only proclamation, but in love. That's what it's all about. Telling people that they're lost, but they can be saved in the next minute if they turn to Jesus. That's just what the Bible tells us. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do to you and through you. You have friends, and maybe they're lost, some of them. They don't even go to church. But they know that something's happened to you. That means God wants to bless you and use you with your friends one at a time. That's the way it is. When Anthony received the power of the Holy Ghost, immediately people started to go to him. Immediately. Oh, and he welcomes the people that come to him. And he prays with the people that come to him. Now, Anthony's not a priest. Oh, but he's a believer. But he's not only the believer. He knows that he knows about the Lord Jesus. He knows that he knows. And he is willing to pray with people. He is willing to use the gifts that God has given him. Now, he's not a priest. You're not called to be a priest, many of you. Most of you. But God called you to be a Christian Catholic. To bring Jesus to people. Because people need Christ. They might call you a religious fanatic. I'm not into religion. I'm into Jesus. My Lord. My Savior. My friend. My all. And that's what Anthony's into. He's into the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
I'm not into religion. I'm into relationship. But there's no greater relationship than Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. You become what you consume. And as you consume the divinity of Christ, you are filled with the light of God, and you are empowered to do the works of God. You are become divinized. What does that mean? You become one substance with Christ, so that there is no separation between you and Christ. Christ begins to live in you and dwell in you. I was thinking, how do we really love Christ? It's to be obedient to his word and to follow it. Inspiration. As I looked at the line of 200 people waiting to be blessed by Father, I was thinking, I was like, well, what if I ignored the inspiration of Christ this morning because I felt tired and didn't take Father to the conference? See, it's not about me at all. It's about this is how God works. We love God by doing his will, by following his holy inspiration. And God will trigger one person, and then he'll inspire Father Tom to want to go. He'll draw people to the conference. The will of God is like putting a puzzle together. But you got to play your part. You got to do your role. Yesterday, I was going to the Celtics game, and I was on the train. And there was a man that walked by me at the Salem train station. I was just drawn to him. And as I was going into the train station, I was just riding on the train, enjoying the ride, talking to the Lord. And I just felt inspired in my heart to go talk to this one man, you know. And he got off the train. I kind of chased him down. I think he was a little scared. But I told him, listen to me. The Lord Jesus, I forget exactly what I said, but I told him what Jesus wanted him to know. And he said, you wouldn't believe this. I'm going to see my mother in the hospital right now. He was an older man. She just fell or this or that. And I said, what's her name? Like, the Lord sent me here so we can pray for your mother. And as we were walking down the pier in the Celtics game, I prayed for his mother and I prayed for him. And, you know, I said, that's all the Lord has for you. And that was that. But you got to understand, to love God is to do what he's calling you to do. And sometimes you miss it. On the way home from the game, I was praying the rosary, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about this girl who was sitting next to me with all New Age tattoos and all this stuff. I could tell she was spiritual, but outside Christ. And I was going to wait, and I was going to give her the word of the Lord that you've been looking, but today Jesus wants to find you. But you know what happened? I was so tired from the day, I ended up falling asleep. And when I woke up, she was gone. So you know what I do? I'll pray the divine mercy prayer for her. I'll pray that the Lord touches her in the spirit and the Lord sends someone out to her. Because the Lord is after her. But the next person, the next believer that she comes across, the Lord's going to inspire them and speak to their heart to give this woman the gospel. But is that person going to be obedient to do what God is calling them to do? Are they going to step out in faith? Because the more we step outside of ourselves, the more God uses us, and the more he equips us with his power and his grace. And the Lord will give you the perfect words to speak. The Holy Spirit is a creative genius, but you got to allow Jesus to use you as a vessel to speak through you. So before I forget, when I walked in the Holy Rosary as an unbeliever, I was Catholic, but I was an unbeliever because I never met Jesus. But it was at the School of the Holy Spirit, one of the two conferences. Father, tell everyone where you're going to be this Thursday in
Woburn. Oh, we're going to be in Woburn at the hotel. What's the name of the hotel?
Grand Plaza Hotel.
Grand Plaza Hotel, and that's in Woburn. And it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're going to be preaching the Word of God. Maria Valdez is going to be there. We're going to be preaching the Word of God. We're going to be seeing God do things. You know, I say this, and I say this after things have happened, like after Sunday had happened. What you need to do is plan a party for Jesus. Plan a party for Jesus that you're going to be in that party where the Lord Jesus will be worshipped as the one who is the Lord of the party. And because the Lord is Lord of the party, he's giving you and me ability to pray with the sick and get them better by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is all that there is. I tell you, I've got nothing else but Jesus. He's my everything. And I haven't felt him in a little while, in a long while, but he's still my everything. I don't wait for my feelings to preach, because if I waited my feelings to preach, I would never preach. But I know that I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't really know. I know that I know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that in 1968, before the Blessed Sacrament, he revealed himself to me. Oh, I know that I know that. I saw flowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament. They were wildflowers. And I saw what they were doing. I saw them giving glory to God. And Jesus decided to speak to me. And he called me by name. Tom, do you see these flowers? How much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. How much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I said, much, much, Lord. Then I said, you can have my life. And guess what? He took it. He took my life. But that was just the beginning. That's just the beginning. I tell you, the things that God wants to do today, on this Tuesday, that he wants to do in you, for you, and through you. But you've got to be a willing person who allows Jesus to work in you and through you. That's what you have to be, a willing person. If you're not willing, you won't see anything. I want to see more and more and more things that Jesus does. That means I want to be in places where I can pray with people to receive the more and more and more. And sometimes...
Everywhere.
I feel like a penny waiting for change when I'm doing this. I don't have any feelings. A penny waiting for change. I'm poor and needy. But I'm not going to stop praying with people because I'm poor and needy. I'm poor and needy, and I need the Lord Jesus Christ. The same one I'm praying for these people. I'm desperate, but I'm not going to wait till I feel it. I'm going to do it because Jesus said, they shall lay hands upon the sick. He did not say when they feel it. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed.
That's right. So who have you laid hands on upon lately? It starts with the prayer life. Before you start praying for other people, you need to have a, you need to communicate with Jesus. Like I wake up and I just pray for as long as I just pray and I pray as long, not religiously. I pray because I want to be linked to heaven. And if I'm not speaking to Jesus, how can I hear what he wants me to do? So I wake up and I pray, I read the word, I read the book of heaven until I have something that I need to do, maybe go to work. Then I call Jesus to come work in me. And all day at work, I'm telling Jesus I love him and I bless him. And, you know, Jesus, you want to serve these people in me and through me. And then as the Lord inspires me, I speak to them. Then I come home and I pray some more. Maybe I go to the gym. Jesus, you want to lift these weights, so I'll do it with you. And I call Jesus to lift weights in me and do it with me. And I'm calling Jesus into everything I do. I want no separation between me and the Lord. If I have a great meal, I say, Lord, thank you for this food, Jesus. Let's eat it together. Father, you're so good for providing us this food. We want like a continuous flow. It's like the ocean. The waves just keep coming and coming and coming. It's just not like I do my 15-minute prayer and I forget about Jesus. It's not like choppy waters. We're flowing with the Lord Jesus from glory to glory. But to be one with the Lord, you need to be attentive to him. All day. There's no break. All day you're attentive to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Whether
yes.
I'm cooking dinner, I'm asking Jesus to do it with me. Then maybe later I'm praising and worship and I'm laying hands upon people. And this is how you're filled with the light of Christ. And this light transforms into wisdom. It transforms into blessing. It transforms into knowledge. See, a lot of times after I preach, I need to listen to myself because I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just allowing the Lord to speak through me. And I can actually learn things from listening to myself later. I'm
That's
like,
real.
I don't even know. I don't even know how I knew that. But it's Jesus who knows that. But you got to be a willing and empty vessel that Jesus emptied himself out so he could be the sacrifice of the world. You got to allow the Lord to empty you out. And the way you do that is to do his will at every moment. Did I want to chase that guy down on the in the terminal of the Boston Garden and give him the word? Not really. My flesh didn't really want to do that. But it's not. It doesn't matter what I want. It doesn't matter what you want. It's about what the Lord is inspiring us to do. And every time we do the will of God, we become a little more like Christ, and we become a little less like Anthony. You know, he gives us wisdom. Like, even at the Marian conference, I just understand that a lot at those conferences and stuff, a lot of people, they don't know who I am. They know I'm not a priest. And when a priest prays for you, he's praying in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. So you're very spiritually safe. You really shouldn't let any man or woman lay hands on you suddenly if they're not a priest. Because, you know, if they have anything spiritually going on in them, it can be transferred to you. So God gave me wisdom about this. So what Father said, pray for him. I was like, Father, I don't think that's what the people want. So what did I do? I stood behind Father, and I just prayed for Father as he prayed for 300 people. And I was just juicing him with the Holy Spirit as he was praying for the people. You know what I mean? And Father just kept going and going, and we were praying together. But see, this is what the Holy Spirit does. He's a creative genius. He operates through you, and he gives you answers to every situation, how to be the most effective. It's not all about being right. It's about being pleasing to Jesus. Amen. I preach the word of God. It's not about me being glorified. It's about how can I be the most effective? How can we put people in the greatest position to receive the power of God, to hear the word of God and to receive it? And for every person, it's going to be a little different. But as you allow Jesus to speak through you, he will speak directly to their heart, the exact thing that person needs to hear.
That's it. I want to give you something that's practical. Send one person to me today, Jesus. Just one person that I can love and I can witness to. Send one person to me. They'll come. They'll come, honest. I still do it. And the Lord does it. Send one person, Lord. I can't deal with 100 people right now, but I can bless one person. Send that person. And you know, often, that person is a person that I would never feel warmed up to. But Jesus, I love this person to my death and resurrection. Now you love this person totally and accept this person because this person is my love. I tell you, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I do not want to betray you. I'm going to pray as if I'm praying for my own brother, for this man. I'm going to pray as if I'm praying for my own cousin Mary, for this woman. Oh, yes. Every person is important to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he honors us to pray with the people that he loves. What an honor that is. What an honor that is. And God blesses people through us. That's you too. Not only me. I can't be where you are all day today. I can't be there, but you can be. And just pray this prayer. Lord, send one to me. Send one to me so that I could tell them about Jesus. And then forget about what you just said. Forget about what you just said. The Lord will do what he needs to do. And he will use you. And he will bless you. And that person will be blessed. Maybe they need to be healed. I don't know what they need. But send one person to me. Now, there are lots of people hearing me today. But I'm going to tell you, not everyone going to do it. Not everyone going to do it. They're going to say, well, you know what? No, no, no. One person to me, Lord. You are the one that God wants to send one person to. Not only me, but you. I often do get one person that I need to see. Send that person. And you know what? It's usually a person that I would not be attracted to. Hallelujah, but Jesus is attracted to this person. loves this person unto death, and the power of the resurrection, I am called to love this person and pray with this person, for Jesus is in love with her. That's real.
So, amen. So, go to daysofglory.org and sign up. Come where the anointing is. Father says the glory isn't taught, it's caught. And there's going to be an outbreak in Woburn. You got to get there. See, hawks are good, and they're good. We need to know wisdom, but we need to know the Holy Spirit, and it needs to be imparted to you.
Yes.
And we can listen to Father Tom and me tell you what to do, but if you don't have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, it becomes impossible. The apostles were in the upper room. They were scared. They were waiting. The disciples, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and then boom, the Holy Spirit descended upon them. They began to preach in other tongues. They began to go in not just with wise and persuasive words of human wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and its power.
And that's for you.
A demonstration of the power of Jesus. People can argue with words, but they can't argue with power. They can't argue with the kingdom of God coming
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven. And it's coming to Woburn this
Amen.
Weekend. And you're invited. The Lord is speaking to you now through me to say, come and experience it. But now, like we've been saying, it's on you. What are you going to do? Are you going to respond to God's holy inspiration? Or are you going to just let this opportunity pass?
Many have called, but few are chosen. Be one of the chosen. Do it in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.